Let's just go to Isaiah chapter 60.
Arise, shine. Well, how do you arise and how do you shine? I mean, that sounds like two commands, huh? Get up. Say, arise. And not only are you to arise, but you are to shine. This hour, in this season, in this day, it's time for us to get up. And many people, we don't understand what this arise means. It means to come out of sleep, maybe. That's definitely what it's talking about, arise. But it's basically talking about come on up to higher places. Come up to higher dimensions in the spirit. Lift your mentalities. Arise. Stand tall. Stand strong. Come up to higher places in the spirit. Many people aren't going to be able to wake up until they wake up in the spirit. You can't arise without a revelation. Zion calls us to a higher place of praise. We're called to higher revelations. Seated with Christ where? In heavenly places. Now, isn't that rising high? Arise. Many people want to shine without arising first. But we're commanded to arise. To lift yourself up out of that rut. To lift yourself up out of that mess. Not just wake up out of sleep, but just to rise. He lifted me up out of the muck and out of the miry clay. You can rise to a higher mentality. You can arise from just a natural standpoint of mind to a spiritual frame of mind. Arise. Let God lift you where he wants you to be. Don't look about you, but look to Jesus and get up from where you are and arise. Get your eyesight on Jesus. The Bible says, arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. My God. Somebody say, God's glory is risen on me. So I can arise. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. See, when the earth gets darker, for the saints, things will get brighter and brighter. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. I mean, it'll get darker for everybody else. Dark days are coming. But not upon me. Say it'll rise over all the earth. But praise God, it shall not be for you. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Doesn't that mean that you'll have the answer that everybody else needs? Everybody else is going to be in darkness, but you'll be full of light. Why? Because you'll have the word in your heart. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Those that have the word of God, Jesus is the word. Do you hear what I'm saying? You'll be a light in this final day. Well, you're not going to be able to arise without some form of revelation that lifts you up out of where you are. He said, arise, light, for that light is come. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Gentiles shall come to thy light. And the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes around about thee, and see they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Hey, they're coming. Why? Because of the revelation of the Spirit that caused you to rise up. Because they don't know which way to go. Things that they've got their trust in, things that they've got their confidence in. See, the mind of man is darkness. And there's so much human wisdom out there. Even Christians, even churches are teaching nothing but human wisdom. But you need the word given from the Holy Ghost. And that's supernatural revelation that only God's a light in darkness. And I tell you what, people are going to get some stuck in some stuff. And only the word's going to see a way out of it. And they'll come to you and say, hey, what did you hear? Say, I know how to handle that. I mean, there's no drugs to handle what your foot had on it, honey. I mean, they didn't know how to fix it. They didn't know how to do it. They were dark. They didn't have the understanding on how to figure it out. Nobody knew how to work it. But light came. Revelation came. And you rose above that, whatever it was on the foot. And you cursed that thing. And it works. The revelation works. And you can expect as you got the word in your heart. And if you have arisen. See, light always represents revelation. You know, light always represents revelation. In the beginning was the word. And the word was what? But it was also the light and life of man, wasn't it? So what can we expect? So there's a light someplace. Let the earth grow darker that the light may grow brighter. You know, all day long we were pushing out CDs and getting something, and I'm hearing this word tonight, and I'm excited about it. Why? There's a light someplace. It'll light some things up for you that you may be in darkness under. If you want light, you don't have to be dumb anymore. You don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to be in darkness. God has got a light out there someplace to help you find your way. So people are coming for that revelation knowledge. They're coming. You should expect it in this. Arise. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The revelation has come. And you can expect many people round about you to come around because you know the answer. Why do you think people are calling the astrologers and all these soothsayers on the TV? They're looking for some answers. But those are false answers. Those aren't the truth. They can't see anything. They're just as dark as the ones that are calling them. The light is Jesus Christ. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. God is speaking the same message to us with a deeper revelation. We saw the revival in the book of Revelations on Sunday morning. And we've been talking these evangelistic messages. And now there's a deeper revelation in Isaiah chapter 60. God's fixing to have, he's fixing to set up a big move of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. But he can't do it until you hear it. He can't move under that anointing until you get a revelation on it and stand on it. Somebody said, I ain't worried about a thing. I'm just ready to flow in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. As long as you got a light, you'll have a crowd. Do you hear what I'm saying? As long as you got a light, you got a crowd. See, but if you got your light up under a bushel someplace, it's not going to do you any good. I mean, we got lots of light here at Nation Church and Revelation here, but if it stays in these four walls, can't nobody find anything? We got to take the shade off the thing. Turn up the light. There is a light. We're going to extend the word of God. We're going to send everybody out preaching the word of God. Send CDs out with the word of God. Get the word out there. People need to have the word of God. It's the light. The wisdom of God. The mindset of God. If you preach, he'll fill it. It's the word. Thy word is given light. The abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. And the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all they from Sheba shall come. And they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord. The wealth of the wicked is stored up with the righteous. When you preach the word, they'll come in with your wealth. They'll come in with your riches. God knows what he's talking about, and God knows what he's doing, but you got to find out how it's coming in. Somebody say, there it is right there. That's how it's going to come in. You speak the word, those that sow shall also reap. Remember, God said he's a rewarder. He will reward those that you can expect a reward when you go out there and win souls. The flocks of Kedar, Cedar, shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance of mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Then a greater glory will be in the church. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for thee, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, to the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. How is he going to glorify you? If God will glorify you, what are you talking? We want to glorify Jesus, but God glorifies you by filling you with Jesus. And the more Jesus you get inside of you, the brighter you'll shine. And the brighter you shine, the more they'll come in. And the more that come in, guess what? The more they'll bring in unto you. It's the word that will attract your abundance. The Bible even says that. He says, look, double riches are with me, with wisdom and with the wisdom of God. It says, the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, thy king shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentile, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall what? Those nations shall utterly be wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of the sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. We're about to see some glorious things, church. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Well, those that poke fun at you because you know Jesus. Well, worse than that, those that think they know Jesus and poke fun at you because you really know Jesus, because you know the Holy Ghost. Because you're in there not like everybody else is in there. You may be despised today, but tomorrow they'll be bowing. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, that Jesus, the Anointed One, that Jesus, the Anointed One, not just the historical Jesus, but the Anointed Jesus. The Anointed Jesus. Jesus with the Holy Ghost. You got to know Jesus the Anointed, that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's a big difference there. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency of joy of many nations. Why don't y'all circle that nation's church? Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee. But everybody just saw you, they went the other way. We don't want that. We don't need that. I will make thee an external excellency of joy of many nations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles. More, more, more. Say me, more, more, more. Well, the one that was hated one day will get the riches. Watch. Why don't you make that confession? We're just in the Holy Ghost. We're just in the Holy Ghost listening to what God is saying. It all fits together. Why don't you rejoice that you're going to drink the milk of the Gentile? Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentile. Thou shalt suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold. There's a lot of brass out there, but God wants to exchange the brass for gold. Yeah. What's a brass thing? An imitation of the real thing. When people can't afford gold, they go and get themselves some brass. There are a lot of brass, you know, and brass always represents an artificial, an exchange, a lesser class for what the real thing is all about. There are a lot of people in brass houses today. There are a lot of people in brass lifestyles. There are a lot of people in brass churches. You hear what I'm saying? That brass church represents people that deny the power thereof. They preach a gospel that they deny the power that goes with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brass. But God's going to change that brass into gold. And I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron, and I will also make thy officers peace and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thine borders. Thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give thee light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and the God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. The people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of thy planting, the works of my hand, that I may be glorified. And this is what I like right here. A little one shall become a thousand. I'm going to read that one more time. A little one. In order for the Bible to be true, it didn't say a thousand ones shall become great. A little one. A little one shall become a thousand. I'm going to say, I qualify. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. God's looking for a little one to make a thousand. God's looking for a small one to make a nation. Is there a little one any around here that can qualify for that? How little you got to be? Somebody say, I qualify. The Bible says a little one shall be made a thousand. How do we walk in that? How do we walk in it? How do we see that little one become a thousand? Y'all want to exceed to a thousand? How would you like to grow to a thousand in haste? A little one to a thousand in haste. This is how it's done. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is how a little one becomes a thousand. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to do what? Well, what happens when you preach? When you preach, you're going to preach the light of Jesus Christ. You're going to bring the light. Light. Because he hath anointed me to preach the good news unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to every single captive. Well, what do you think this message of come out of the box is? There are a lot of bound people. Bound to tradition. Bound to religion. Bound to social class. Bound to bills. Bound to debt. Bound to poverty. Bound to cancer. Bound to devils. Bound to demons. Bound to a rotten life. Bound to a nasty attitude. Bound to ignorance. And God says you need to go and preach the light that you can come out from where you are. Preach a message of liberty. You can get out of it. Don't you let anybody limit you. Don't you let the economy limit you. Don't you let history limit you. You be free in Jesus' name. And the opening of prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Well, I tell you what, this is going to happen when the world gets dark. For some it's going to get darker, but for others it's going to get brighter. The switch. The day I've waited for forever, the acceptable day of the Lord. And when it's the Lord's day, it's my day. When it's God's day, it's my day. And because we're one. And I believe that day is now. And I believe that day is now. And all I got to do is get revelation on it and start to walk in it. With expectation. You're not going to be able to reap of that acceptable day until you find out what your promises are. You can buy computer software. You can buy a whole bunch of stuff. And until you get the manual and get out there and read what that software will do, you're not going to reap anything from it. That's right. How many people got stuff and they don't even know what they got? I mean, you got cell phones and that thing will call people for you. Some of them will even talk to it. You talk to the phone and tell who you want it to call and it'll call for you. But there are some people that only know you just pick up and dial numbers yourself. Well, it's going to be the same way in this last day. You'll only be able to reap those things that you have revelation knowledge in. You won't be able to reap the wealth of the wicked unless you know it belongs to you. And you won't be able to reap the wealth of the wicked. You might know how it belongs to you, but you might not know how to get it. You got to know that you got to have the light on the inside of you. Well, how do I get the light on the inside of me? You got to know that the light is the word of God, that you got to sit up under the revelation knowledge of God. You might have light on the inside. And if you let that light shine real bright, you'll start to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, men will come. And when they come, you should expect what? They'll come bringing. How many of you are finding some things out? We've been talking for the last three services on the real revival of God, what God's going to do. And he's letting you in on some stuff because I tell you what, it will happen. I tell you what, it will happen. Everything that's been spoken, everything that God said he would do, I tell you what, he did it. Why am I smiling? Why am I glad about it? Because I believe God. Now, it's not just enough to preach about a revival. It's getting better just to preach about revival. I mean, God's gone beyond that. If you don't believe it's going to be a revival, that's your problem. We're stopped even convincing you that there's going to be revival. We're getting to the point to say, hey, the revival's coming down. God's telling us how to act in it, how to reap in that revival, that you might be prepared and that you might be ready. Yeah. See, there are going to be a lot of people in the revival not doing anything. There are going to be a lot of people in the wave of God not getting anything. Why am I increasing in this revival? Why am I being effective? Because they don't know. And that's why the Holy Ghost said. See, that's why the Holy Ghost, that revelation that he gave years ago. I had a revelation of the Spirit. I had a vision in the Spirit. And that vision in the Spirit, I saw a move of God. And I saw fire everywhere. I mean, it was just fire everywhere. And some were in the fire, and some were being consumed in the fire. Some were being consumed in the fire. You see, because some people, it's going to be a day of vengeance. On others, it's going to be a day of victory. So in this next wave, you're going to see some people burnt up, consumed, destroyed. Their days, some days are numbered. I tell you what, God's not going to mess with people forever. I saw some people consumed in the fire. I saw others in the fire so overwhelmed by just the awesomeness of the fire that they could not walk, that they could not do anything. They just sat there, scared to move. They couldn't move around. They just sat there. They just sat there and didn't go anywhere. But I saw some. I saw some that were walking in the fire, worshiping in the fire, getting the job done and moving around like nothing ever happened. Well, those people that are walking around the fire is you, because God's telling you how to move in this next move of the Holy Ghost, how to not to be afraid in this next move of God, but to have some supernatural revelation of what you're supposed to do. I'm going to be able to flow in this next revival. Say, I'm going to flow in it. I'm going to flow in this next revival. Do you want to flow in this next revival? Watch it come to pass. Watch it come to pass. And don't just be the dumb ones that see it come to pass, because everybody's going to see it come to pass. You better believe it now and learn about it now so you'll be able to take advantage of it.
Yes.
What's the big thing about taking advantage of this revival? That you'd be rich? No, because after this next revival, you know what's going to happen? The king is coming.
Yes.
The king is coming. Yes. Jesus is coming.
Yes.
You need to get to the point where you'll be believing God that you'll be moving millions to get souls saved. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, it's going to be a big sale, and you got to be a wise man. I mean, you got to be bold when you go in there. I mean, there is a spiritual shift that's going to take place, and you got to be really careful, because your words are going to carry more clout. Your words are going to carry more power, and there's going to be a grace, and there's going to be an anointing on your actions. And if you're not controlled by the Holy Ghost, that's why it says to know what the will of God is. You've got to know what the will of God is for your life, because it's just going to be chaos. And in chaos, some people just loot stuff. But you've got to be focused and not be distracted by finance, not be distracted by glory, not be distracted by all that stuff. But you got to be focused on the Holy Ghost and realizing that Jesus is coming. And this is just a season that you want to bring in a lot of fruit for the king. See, it's a quick one. Set yourself up now that you might be able to reign. All right, so it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance. See, we're not just to preach the acceptable, because it's not acceptable for everybody. There are going to be two messages preached. Do you hear what I'm saying? And see, we found out the other thing, and God's been giving us some type of, I'm not a doomsday preacher, and neither should you be, but God's letting us know that there are two reapings, that we need to have the message, either I'll reap you, or the one after me is going to reap. It's either the acceptable day, be accepted to God, or God's going to, what? Avenge himself. We're going to hear that message once again, that everybody's scared to preach. Get right or get left. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It will come back. You must be born again, or you'll die in hell. You'll burn forever. That day is suddenly, and that day is soon. God doesn't have time to play games with you, messing around with the occult, messing around with all kind of mess. You'll die and lose your soul forever. These are the last and evil days. It's time for saints to stop playing games and get serious about the Holy Ghost. You better preach the light of Jesus Christ and the word of Jesus Christ, or somebody's blood will be on your hand. He came as a lamb, but he's coming back like a lion, and he's not playing games. What we don't reap, he's tearing up. Do you hear me? What you don't reap in your wave. See, that's why you got to know the ways of the Holy Ghost and the ways of God. They don't understand this, but they got to let the church reap. It's the responsibility of the Holy Ghost in us. It's God in us that's doing the work right now. And they got to be able to receive that. Because what Jesus is coming to do, that wave's going to be over. He's not coming down here to preach again. He's not coming down here to hang on another cross. He's not going to hold another healing service. You hear what I'm saying? He's not going to talk to the Pharisees and Sadducees again. He's not going to Samaria again. He's not holding the crusade anywhere. His crusade days are over. We're the crusade right now. When he comes back again, he's shutting the show down. It don't mean enough just to be in church. You got to be in the will of the Holy Ghost. You got to be in the will of God. You better not come. You better not be playing no games and have Jesus show up. To appoint to them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise. Somebody say joy and praise. Say it again. Joy and praise. That's what the Holy Ghost is there to do. And those things should be manifested in every good service. Joy. Holy Ghost joy. Joy that the world can't give you. Joy that you can't get from a beer bottle. Joy that you can't get anywhere but from God. There is a supernatural Holy Ghost joy that only Jesus can bring. Joy and praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, joy, and praise. So you'll be called trees of righteousness.
The planting of the Lord, that he might be
glorified. Joy and praise, that he might be glorified. Those that are after people to shut up and stop their praise, those that don't like joyful sound churches, they don't want Jesus glorified. See, when the children glorified God, see, people got mad. When Jesus was walking through and the kids were praising God and they were all happy, and I'm sure they were making a bunch of noise. Nobody wanted to hear all that racket. They tried to shut them up. But they were giving God perfect praise. Out of the lips of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained perfect praise. But I tell you what, God will be glorified. And where God is glorified, there will be joy. Holy Ghost joy, supernatural joy, and there will also be unbelievable Holy Ghost fit praise. And where you don't see those things, God is not completely glorified. We need to take our eyesight. There are churches today that are built on people. What people need, what people want. Instead of glorifying and lifting up Jesus, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. See, but today they're not concerned about lifting up Jesus and drawing all men. If you lift up Jesus, you'll draw everybody. You might leave the ones that wouldn't come otherwise. See, if they can't come because God is glorified, they're not coming to Jesus. They're coming to church, but they're not coming to Jesus. See, and you got a mentality to draw some men, you'll never get the best of God. You lift up Jesus and you'll draw everybody. You'll draw blacks, you'll draw whites, you'll draw Spanish, you'll draw Mexican, you'll draw Oriental, you'll draw the rich, you'll draw the poor. You'll draw whatever God wants you to draw. If you lift up Jesus, notice these things. Notice churches that have strong praise, churches that go beyond the mark to praise God and to exalt God and where the Holy Ghost flows. You'll see all men there. Notice churches that stifle the anointing of the Holy Ghost, stifle the things of God. What do you usually see there? People, not just the rich, but just one-sided group of people. One little group, because that's one little person in there trying to control something. Well, we don't do that in here. Where God is glorified, you'll draw all men. True praise is for all men. Never build yourself a church and on a people group where God is not glorified. That's one. I tell you what, the Holy Ghost anointing is not a black thing. It's not a Southern Baptist thing. It's not an AG thing. You hear what I mean? It's not even a Kojic thing. It's a God thing, and it will draw all men. And don't you ever insult the Holy Ghost and think, hey, we just got soul or whatever it is. It's not. It's a Holy Ghost thing, and it has the ability to draw all men. 1906 or 1901, when they had the Azusa Street Revival, they drew all men. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid of the things of God. Stretch yourself. It's a God thing. Planting of the Lord. They shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and your sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and the vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and ye shall eat the what? What shall you eat? What shall you eat? Of the Gentiles. I tell you what, I'd put everything I got into the move of God. I'd invest my whole life into the things of God. I'd love to eat the riches of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. How many of you expect to eat it? I mean, just as much as you expect Jesus to show up again, you should expect to eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in thy glory shall ye boast yourselves. And in their glory ye shall boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have what? What shall you have for your shame? What are you going to have for your shame? Has anybody been shamed because you stuck out for Jesus? Ron, you could do so much. It's just a shame that you're right there. Look at the car you drive. Or the car you don't drive. Look at that house. It's just a shame. I mean, it's a shame when people think if you go in the ministry, oh, don't do the ministry. You're not going to be able to make a living. That's a shame. It's a shame to be a Christian. They try to make it a shame to be a Christian today. I mean, they have the shame. Oh, that's just another broke preacher. That's the church people don't have anything. That's why we call them nonprofit. They make the church a nonprofit organization because they don't think that the church could ever do anything that's of any value. Where God's design said it should be the richest organization in the world. The world has made it, and mankind in Babylon has made it the nonprofit organization. Watch out. But the Bible says, for your shame. For your shame. You shall have what? Double. Have you been shamed for the cause of Jesus Christ? Or were you shamed for your stupidity? That's one thing to be shamed for Jesus. But it's another thing to be shamed for stupidity or other reasons. But if you've been shamed because you didn't stuck to God and you didn't bow down to your knees to Baal, you didn't bow down to any other prophets, you didn't get off into anything else, you didn't go to the right nor to the left, but you stayed right there. It looked like you were going to dry up, but you stayed right there. And for that shame, you shall have double. But if you suffered no shame. Ooh, I like this stuff. It's talking about those that suffered a little bit. Those that look lean. For your shame you shall have double. I thank God for that double portion anointing right now. And don't get mad when I get it. I won't get mad when you get yours. Don't you get mad when I get mine. You shall have double. Therefore I expect to be twice. Twice. Twice as big as anybody else. You shall have double. Everybody repeat that. I'm going to have double. Say, this shame, it's bringing me into a double portion. Yes, it is. Double for your trouble. How many of you believe in double portion anointings? And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. How many are going to come into your land? Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For the Lord love judgment. And hate robbery for burnt offerings. I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. And that see them shall acknowledge them, and they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. Somebody say, I am the seed that the Lord hath blessed. And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God. My goodness, is anybody with me in this? I'm hearing joy throughout this entire scripture. Through this entire portion of scripture, I'm hearing joy. They shall greatly rejoice in everlasting joy. I'm just looking for somebody that can catch a revelation, that's all. And my soul shall be joyful in my God. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Confess that one more time. My soul shall be joyful in my God. That means you'll be an emotional worshiper. Your soul represents your emotion. That means you'll do it with great emotion. One of the scriptures that I kept turning from tonight, y'all saw me wrestling my Bible over there because I didn't want to go there and I didn't understand what the Holy Ghost was doing. It said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. And I said, no. Then I opened my Bible, showed up again. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Can I let you in on something? Now is the time to forget about yourself and get emotional about your praise and worship. Be very expressive with it. Get there. Be full of joy. Get into it. It's not just enough. You shouldn't have to bring a sacrifice of praise all the time. I mean, you shouldn't have to bring a sacrifice of praise. You should be glad to come into the house of God. You should like it. I mean, you should beat your flesh down to the point to where your flesh even enjoys it. My soul shall be joyful in my God. I thank God that Nation Church will be a soulful church. When we're happy, we're going to express happy. We'll laugh. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her what? As the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown into it to spring forth, this is the end of all time. As the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown into it to spring forth, so that the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth from all the nations. This is the last revival. This is the last and great revival that God is talking about here. And there are two things we need to get together.
First of all, the earth will yield forth her fruit. The earth is about to yield forth the fruit that was planted into her. The earth, there is a seed planted in the earth, and now God is calling that seed forth. God is calling that seed forth. God is calling that seed forth. You get into the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You hear these prophetic words, and you do your part. Tonight we hear about joy. We've been hearing about worship, and we've been hearing about praise. You worship. You praise. You get into joy. You preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and watch what God does for you. In Jesus' name. Why don't you stand up right where you are before all nations? Before all nations. Before all nations. Before all nations. Before all nations. The earth will spring forth. How many are glad you got a word? Now, if you got financial difficulties tonight, God's just giving you a way out. If you've got financial difficulties tonight, God's giving you a way out. Preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with an anointing. And he's told you how to stay protected. He's told you how to stay safe and how to stay protected. Stay in supernatural joy. Stay in joy and stay in praise. The first and greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind. You have got to love God like you've never loved him before in this wave of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Fall in love with God. Don't lessen your covenant with God. And when you love God, you'll obey God in all things. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming. He is coming. Don't forsake your call. Don't forsake your anointing. Don't forsake your responsibility. Go for God. Don't be afraid to go deeper in love with God. Don't be afraid to strengthen your love bond with God. And you can only do that by supernatural worship. And I hear by the Holy Ghost, he wants you to worship with all of your heart, to worship with all of your soul at all times, at all times, at all times. He's trying to get you to catch a wave. He's trying to get you to catch a wave. He's told you again and again and again and again with songs, hymns, and spiritual songs constantly and forever. God said, you think it's going to be a long time, but by the time the song is over, he'll be here. And I prophesy and I speak right now that a higher place of praise is going to manifest itself. That a higher place of praise will manifest itself. Because God's trying to start something. God's trying to start something. God's trying to start something, that a higher place of praise will manifest, as those that are called the redeemed of the Lord are going to step out, for they will have an essential requirement from their inner person, like an impulse and a drive to worship the Lord their God. And it will break tradition. It will break the norm. And I prophesy that praise will escape Sunday morning. The song will never end. And that anointing will rest. That anointing will rest. And the anointing will grow strong. And those that are strong in the Lord, you won't be able to tell the difference between Monday, Sunday, Wednesday, Tuesday, or Friday. For God's glory shall be so strong. His anointing shall be so strong. For he's parted the waters for you. He's parted the waters for you to come up, to cross over to a new dimension, that you might be able to come whenever he calls. He sets you free. He has set you free. He sets you free. He sets you free. And when he whispers your name, you better let it overtake you and receive it while you can. Forget about yourself. I see a bucket, and God said, you're messing around with that bucket. You're going to keep on playing around. He's going to pour it out on you. And that's what he's talking about, that bucket, when he says, I can do much more than this. I can do much more than this. God, there was an angel just over the place, and he was like this. He said, I'm going to dump it. I'm going to dump it. I'm going to dump it. He's going to dump it on you. I'm serious. He's going to dump it on you. I see it in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see it by the Spirit. He's going to dump it. I see it by the Holy Ghost. I see it in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see it in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I see it. And don't be afraid of those demons. And don't be afraid of those that are oppressed of demons. Don't be afraid of those that are oppressed with demons, with occultic spirits and all those things. Don't be afraid. God said there's going to be such an anointing. Those demons will come out suddenly. There's going to be a Holy Ghost revival right here. right here.
Be ye not afraid, be ye not afraid, be ye not afraid, be ye not afraid, just obey, just obey. Be ye not afraid, just obey, be ye not afraid, just obey. As you hear, suddenly move, as you hear, suddenly move. There'll be a grace, there'll be a grace, there'll be a grace. Get that building built, get that building built. Make it big, make it grand, get that building built. I'll open doors of big places, I'll open doors of grand places, I'll open doors in big places where you have to go temporarily, where you have to go temporarily. Houses that are larger than your own, then you have to go temporarily. But I want you to build, and I'm going to do that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to do anything else by the Spirit. We take it by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Supernatural love in Jesus' name. Supernatural love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Whenever that anointing's on you, people flow in public places. Well, hallelujah.